The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. We try to rationalize ourselves before a living God who has himself faced and been tested by all that comes upon us. He set for us guidelines, paths to walk. He sends to us his Holy Spirit to lead and guide us on the journey we have been called to. But the refusal of his help comes easy, too easy to us, when the temptations before us call for sacrifice. We are soon found not able to see that even the simplest of the commands are as light on our path. We are to love the Lord our God and keep his commands, and by this we will know life. His commands of us, that we should choose life and not death. But death, because it conceals its true identity, presents itself as life, covers itself in light, and hides the truth from those whom it is consuming, until that day when it is too late. And on that day, it is recognized by them as to what they have given themselves over to, and eternity's stamp is now upon them. Every deed done in darkness is covered under the first laws given to Moses. Every sin breaks in one way or another one of the Ten Commandments, and the truth, if looked at honestly, it will show these commands are broken more than one at a time, because when we fail to love the Lord our God and to obey him, we tell him that what he offers us is not enough, and then we cry and complain because life's too hard for us, and so we turn and we give way to our sinful nature, fulfilling whatever pleasure lies on the other side of our desire in that moment. 10 basic commands were given to the nation of Israel at Mount Sinai, after they had left Egypt and under the watchful eye of God. They would be laws, commands that would expose the weakness of men, and they would test the hearts of those same men, showing to them that it is not they who have any power and strength, but it is only by the power and strength of God within them that they can be overcomers and find freedom in this world that will seek and find ways to keep or make them captive again and again, but it is God who will deliver those who will follow him. From Exodus chapter 20, and God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. And you shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. And remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, not your manservant or maidservant, not your animals nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. And therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land of the Lord that your Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, and you shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." Moses would later tell them that what they have come into agreement with in the Lord is possible for them. Deuteronomy 30:11, the Lord said to the people, "Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach." Too difficult means to be surpassing or extraordinary, too hard, beyond one's power. It means it will by no way be easy, but it will in no way mean that it can't be done. When your faith and trust is rooted and grounded in God's laws, His commands, according to His nature and order. And if the first command is also the last command, then everything in between is covered by the first and the last being in agreement. The progression directed by the first is redirected by the last, and with everything guided on the same plane, with the same principles and moral laws, the outcome will always be for one to be at peace with God. And isn't peace what every heart hopes for? The power to have such peace is given to us by God Himself. He comes to man not to war with him, but to draw him nearer to Himself. John 3:17-18, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. And whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. We do not truly recognize or understand the gift given to us in Jesus Christ, because if we had, we would not wake daily to the chaos around us. But alas, we do. These days then come not as surprise to those who belong to Christ Jesus, but the surprise that should come to us is in our lack of faith that we have to see us through these very same days. Reach means distant, far, a distance of space, a great while to come. It can be as simple as extending your arm and grabbing hold of something, or having to stretch that same arm and crossing a distance or space. It can be done, but it may require of you more than just reaching out and touching something. God tells the people, and that included you and me, it is not too far, not too much of a stretch to be accomplished. It does not mean, however, by you, but through you, and your prayers which seek the hand of God in your life. Ask, Jesus says, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Matthew 7:7-8. And so it is by the grace of God and the work of His hand that these tasks and trials that He gives to us can be accomplished, and we can finish the race well that is laid out for us. Our strength will create in us a falsehood. But with Christ within us, no longer do we then live for ourselves, but we give ourselves over to Him that He may live through us. And He is truth. And in that there is nothing too difficult for God. There is nothing out of His reach. And we are able to do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Romans 6:1-2 and 14. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. Under grace, the law still stands. Jesus said, "Do not think that I come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Matthew 5:7. We find that the pressure of being under the law is lifted when under grace, as our focus is now to honor God, and by it you can now live a fruitful life. You need not have fear, but have peace, because we no longer disregard the law, but we honor God by following it. Someone in a vehicle exceeding the speed limit has neither respect for the law or for the other drivers on the road. And the drunk who drives has removed the value of people on the road with them. They go where they want to go because they want to go. The circumstances mean nothing, and the consequences, they can be dealt with tomorrow. The same can be said of the many others who take to the road with anger driving them, and they turn against others on the road with fits of rage and often with a complete loss of sensibility. Do right, and the pressures of the law are lifted. Jesus told us to give to Him our burdens, to take His yoke and learn from Him. He said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And in John 1:5-4a, this is love for God, to obey His commands. And His commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. He set the example for us as to what living within the laws of God would look like. We are watching the return of the pagan gods and lawlessness in this our day, and it should draw us to our knees. We will need the grace of God, the hand of God, and the Spirit of God to help us to navigate these days when the value of life has been stripped and the rise of darkness comes to us disguised as light. Heavenly Father, help us to navigate these days of deception and danger and temptation. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, the courage to speak, and the heart to step up when called by you. Father, help us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Maranatha.